the experience about acting in an English drama. I was one of the, I was not the actor, but I'm the one who writes for the play. So I need to, because my supervisor was a man from Australia, so I need to talk with him, or like, so that we can come up with the play for the words or like actions or something like that. Yes.
So was it at secondary school?
Yeah, secondary school.
So what's the story about?
The story was about, actually it's like some rewriting story, the rewriting of Cinderella. Yes.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Well, not really, but my, if you want me to talk about it, it's like Harry Potter maybe, because I'm a fan of Harry Potter, a very big fan. So I cannot wait for the Chinese translation, because I think it's too late. Because so, I remember the end of the Harry Potter, I bought the whole book and then I read it like when I was in secondary 5 or something, or even smaller. I read the whole book by myself in the summer vacation.
So what do you like about Harry Potter?
I like the imaginary part, because it's like, it is a completely new world. I like the world we have now, so I like the imagination.
So did you watch the movie as well?
No, actually I don't want to watch the movie, because it's like, I have already read the book, and then I had the image of Harry Potter and his friend inside my heart. And if I watch the movie, it's like it will wash away the images I have already had.
So you're studying translation, right?
Yes.
Do you have to read some English literary?
Yes, we need to read it, because like, for example, 红楼梦, we need to read both the Chinese one and the English one. So to compare how the translator, in the translator's eye, what is 红楼梦 is like. Or because some of the translators, maybe the original text is in English, and then the translator text in Chinese, the culture, how the culture translate will be. So we need to read both of them.
So do you enjoy reading this kind of text?
I think it's funny, because it's like you can see the cultural differences, like what is called Liu Zai, because it's, you will see the translation of Liu Zai is like delete a lot of many parts of the original book, because it's like including sex related things, they will all delete it, because at that century US people or England people cannot accept something about the sex relationship, so they will just cut away. So you can see it's funny how the translator used their translation to change the original text to meet their country's culture.